Welcome back to the Hemingway List podcast for Book of Verse, Sir Philip Sidney. The one about sleep was relatable. I liked that one. Swim says, among fishes that I liked, his true love has my heart. The internet tells us, is this one of the first gay poems in the English language addressed from one man to another? No. I didn't think it was. I thought it must have just been from a different perspective. The poem is taken from Sidney's long prose work, The Arcadia, a pastoral narrative which Sidney composed in 1580, and the speaker of the poem in Book 3 of The Arcadia is a shepherdess, pledging her love for her betrothed, a shepherd who rests in her lap. Well, there you go. I got the vibe from that. I don't know why, I just had that sense that that was the case. I guess it was just a well-written poem. About the poet. From Wikipedia, I think, says, Swim says, Mama Fishy, Sir Philip Sidney was an English poet, courtier, scholar, and soldier who was remembered as one of the most prominent figures in the Elizabethan age. None of his work was published during his lifetime. Well, that sucks. His finest achievement was a sequence of 108 love sonnets and placed Sidney as the greatest Elizabethan sonneter after Shakespeare, written to his mistress, Lady Penelope Rich. Though dedicated to his wife, they reveal true lyric emotion couched in a language delicately archaic. Very cool. Beautiful. Thank you very much for that. Terrific thought. Maybe it wasn't a openly gay poem. Maybe it was one of those kind of like religious ones where they're talking about their love for him being a Jesus thing. I've got Jesus on my heart type thing. It didn't cross my mind that way. I just thought, I think this is written by the perspective of a character. So, I guess I guessed right. Good on me. Good old me. Hey, anyway, today we're reading Fulke Greville Lord Brooke. I guess that's his name. Fulke Greville Lord Brooke, with a comma in the middle. Who has a comma in the middle of their name? Born 1554, died 1628. Myra. I, with those colours Myra dressed her head, I, that wear poises of her own hand making, I, that mine own name in the chimneys read, by Myra finely wrought ere I was waking. Must I look on in hope, time coming May, with change bring back my turn again to play? I, that on Sunday at the church stile found a garland sweet with true love knots in flowers, which I, to wear about mine arms was bound, that each of us might know that all was ours. Must I lead now an idle life in wishes, and follow Cupid for his loaves and fishes? I that did wear the ring her mother left, I for whose love she gloried to be blamed, I with whose eyes her eyes committed theft, I who did make her blush when I was named, must I lose ring, flowers, blush, theft, and go naked, watching with sighs till dead love be awakened? Was it for this that I might Myra see, washing the water with her beauty's white, yet would she never write her love to me? Thinks wit of change when thoughts are in delight. Mad girls may safely love as they may leave, no man can print a kiss, lines may deceive. There we go. That was nice. I liked that. Kind of an ominous vibe, in a way. I'd like to know what that's about, you know? We'll have to unravel that a little bit. Yeah, let's do that. Tune in tomorrow, and we'll tell you what that poem was about. Alright, thanks for listening, guys. See you tomorrow.